This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Fire Hydrant, where they want to help you master the mayhem. What does that mean? Well, they're an incident management platform founded by SREs who couldn't find the tools they needed, so they built one. Sounds easy enough. No one's ever tried that before, except they're good at it. Their platform allows teams to create consistency for the entire incident response lifecycle so that your team can focus on fighting fires faster, from alert handoff to retrospectives and everything in between. Things like, you know, tracking, communicating, reporting, all the stuff no one cares about. Fire Hydrant will automate processes for you so you can focus on resolution. Visit firehydrant.io to get your team started today and tell them I sent you because I love watching people wince in pain. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Congratulations are due to Tableau CEO Adam Selipsky on being named the next CEO of AWS, better known, of course, as Andy Jassy 2.0 for containers. This is an interesting development. He's been gone for 5 years and is now returning to AWS to, well, set some things right. We'll see what that looks like in the coming months. He starts in May. Now let's see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Amazon Detective launches an AWS GovCloud US Regions. Congratulations to this service on completing its FBI training. Also, I'm curious why they always mention the US GovCloud Regions. Are there GovCloud Regions elsewhere that I'm not aware of? Maybe, but I can't recall offhand. Amazon EKS reduces cluster creation time by 40%. EKS clusters now only take roughly 3 times as long to provision as Google Kubernetes Engine does. Amazon Elasticsearch Service announces Auto-Tune feature for improved performance and application availability. Amazon Elasticsearch Service is deeply unpleasant. Announcing AWS Media Intelligence Solutions. I actually kind of dig this one. Instead of explaining to media customers that they have to pick and choose which of the hundreds of AWS services apply to them, AWS now aggregates all of them in one place. Someone at AWS undoubtedly lobbied against this on the grounds of it being too helpful to customers. AWS cost categories now support inherited and default values. This way, you can leave your successor to inherit your cost category values so that they can attempt to solve the thing that you got fired for being unable to solve. Remember the Duckbill Group. AWS Proton introduces deletion protection for in-use templates. AWS discovers from first principles that matter, even at the subatomic level, can neither be created nor destroyed. Expose AWS Lambda function behind static IP when a DNS cannot be managed. Okay, that could use a bit of editing, but all right. Turns out you can indeed assign a static IP to a Lambda function, but don't get excited because it ties together so many different pieces of nonsense that you are going to absolutely hate this thing. Red Hat OpenShift service on AWS now generally available. Slowly but surely, the AWS services list in the console is filling up with things that really deserve their own warning label. Announcing end of support for Python 2.7 and AWS Lambda. Would anyone care to place a wager on whether or not this deprecation gets delayed again? Because AWS is allergic to turning things off, and it shows. This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an ELK stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an ELK stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your elk stacks falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. Amazon DynamoDB now supports audit logging and monitoring using AWS CloudTrail. I think the bigger news is that API calls to your data store weren't being logged and monitored by CloudTrail in the first place. This is some real, don't worry folks, we have safely recaptured the lion that was loose in the elementary school energy going for it. AWS and Hugging Face collaborate to simplify and accelerate adoption of natural language processing models. Congratulations on the launch of AWS Facehugger, whatever that is. I'm going to pivot to covering GCP instead before the release of AWS Chestburster. Introducing Amazon Lookout for Metrics, an anomaly detection service to proactively monitor the health of your business. You are, of course, failing in your responsibility to make me proud if you don't say, look out for metrics in such a way that everyone around you instinctively ducks for cover. Yes, with the shout. And yes, every time. Using AWS cost and usage reports and cost allocation tags to understand VPC flow logs, data ingestion costs in Amazon S3. You've already lost when you suggested using the cost and usage report to help make something more understandable. And finally, announcing the keynote speakers for the 2021 AWS Public Sector Summit Online. I keep refreshing this page and not seeing my face, so maybe it's a CloudFront caching issue. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Continue making excellent decisions like listening to more of my nonsense.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.